I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Give it to me!
Hello, everyone. I'm Molly Wood.
And I'm Tom Merritt.
And it must be Friday. Welcome to It's a Thing, the weekly podcast supported by you, where we analyze the hottest trends and the happenings and the things that are a thing. But let's be clear, there is a filter. There is curation. We are the librarians of the thingiverse. Mm. And we are doing our darndest to only bring us the things that make us happy at this point in this long, long, long game. So thanks for joining us. For a moment.
Our thing library of escape. Is the best, too. You don't have to keep your voice down.
You really don't. Shout all you want.
Come on in. What do you need?
Yep.
We're your thing library. I love that. I love that. Thing library.
Thingbrarians.
What are you looking for? Can I help you find something? There's our card catalog.
Right? Oh, my gosh. Our episode numbers are, I hadn't thought that through at all. That was a 100% ad lib, as they all are. But now I'm like, wait, this is really good.
Yeah, it's really good. I love this. Now I want to get thing library cards for people.
Dude,
this is great.
Seriously, we are curating the thing library for your amusement and joy.
Our archives are available online at itsathing.me.
We just created a new mission statement.
Sorted by the Molly Decimal System, says Rich.
Amazing.
I'm going to start my thing, first of all, by admitting if you listen to our bonus show, you'll find this out. I had a different thing that wasn't as positive in here, but I replaced it with this, and it's risky. It's a risky thing, Molly Wood.
Yep. Okay. We're here to support you.
This may be the farthest on a limb I've gone out.
Really? What about that ball game that was like a... What about at that time you did hockey?
Korfball?
Yeah.
That was just kind of... That was for fun. That was a little bit tongue-in-cheek,
hockey,
right? This one, I think...
All right, yeah, anyway. Lay it on us.
Could be a for real thing.
Okay.
And it could also totally not be. KFC has French fries now seasoned with their secret recipe. So the seasoning is like the breading of the chicken, but it's French fries.
I see no reason why this will not become a true thing. And that is the sound of me duck-ducking it, yes, by the way, to see what the deal is.
They're the KFC secret recipe fries. Uh-huh. They're new. My wife has been like, we have to get these. We're going to get them tonight. And I don't know if it's like in my own little bubble because we've been talking about it so much that I'm like, maybe they're a thing. Like, maybe this is the next Popeye's chicken. I feel like they're so new, though. It's too early to tell whether by next week everybody's talking about the KFC fries or if it's just like, nah, that's a weird thing. I guess they had that.
Right. Like, can they become the Popeye's chicken sandwich of the French fry world? Are people into fries enough for it to rise above?
Right, because you have to. It has to be. There's the novel. I think what they've got going for them is the novelty of fries at KFC. I mean, I know they have potato wedges, but fries. I love fries. And then the secret recipe. Oh, I love the taste of the breading, and now I can get that on fries. That's amazing.
I kind of want these.
See,
I kind of do. I'm looking at actually QSR magazine. .com, which seems to be a restaurant supply like magazine, and they have quoted at least one guy on Twitter calling them the new contender for best fast food fries. So there's that. They tested them. I mean, this was a big deal for KFC, clearly. Initially tested secret recipe fries in several U.S. markets, including Roanoke, Virginia, and Oklahoma City in 2019 as part of the brand's food innovation strategy. KFC has a history of testing craveable menu items and evaluating customer feedback. We have food in the fridge. Like, I would just like to point out that we do have food in the fridge, and that may not stop me from ordering KFC.
There's no reason you shouldn't. I actually want you to. I want us to be able to circle back next week, be able to assess the thingness of this in the bonus show, and compare notes on what we thought of the actual fries.
Seriously. Be like, I don't know if it's a fast food, thing or not, but they're
fast
delicious.
Fast food things always become a small splash thing, right? At these big chains.
Right.
Like Taco Bell had the nacho fries, and that was a small splash thing, but it didn't really capture the imagination like the Popeye's chicken sandwich did.
Mm-hmm. It was no Travis Scott burger.
Or the Travis Scott burger, but, right?
Exactly. I mean, as we've seen, so if you can be the Travis Scott burger or the Popeye's chicken sandwich, you can achieve serious thingness. So now the countdown begins.
Yeah, I'm betting my entire thing librarianship on this.
That's a big bet. I'm ordering the crap out of those for dinner tonight. Shopping during the show already. Okay, so my thing is an evolution, an on-the-fly evolution, as so many things are, because earlier today I was like, Blair Braverman is a thing. Like, she is this dog musher, a dog sledder, and she has been kind of a thing on Twitter, and she had a piece in the New York Times that everybody was sort of passing around this week that was like, how, you know, my time... She ran her first Iditarod in 2019, and it was like, what my sled dogs taught me about planning for the unknown, and it's like, how to live through a pandemic, and that's great. But then it made me realize that the reason that I personally have been drawn to Blair Braverman is that I keep watching over and over and over videos of talking huskies. And that the real thing here is freaking talking huskies. Like,
oh my gosh, look at all these.
They are unbelievable. Like, I did not know this about huskies. They're talkers. They're feisty little talkers. They argue and they just shout and yell and they jump all around and they go crazy. And then they talk to each other and then they howl at each other and then they start talking howling circles. Like, they're geniuses. Also, they're clearly people level smart. Like, look out, dolphins, because huskies are taking over. They're unbelievable. They have full on conversation. Like, people come in and they're just like, do you want to go see grandma? And then maybe eat half a cow and then pull a sled. And the dogs are like, it's unbelievable.
Oh my gosh, this is the best.
It's unbelievable.
I had no idea. This is like bad lip reading beats talking dogs, right? Because they all have captions of what they're saying. This is great.
It is amazing. I mean, I like the ones where they don't even try to give them the, like, the talk, you know, the dog. What that was a thing one time, the dog speak or dog language.
Yeah, yeah.
Just straight up, show me this dog. Yeah, Doge talk, right? Straight up, show me these dogs talking. It's unbelievable.
Yeah. You know, my old dog Django used to talk. We never got her. This was before you could genetically test your dog. I wonder if she was part husky, because she would do that. We'd come home and she would be like, like at us. Oh, that's amazing.
I could actually see that too. You could see, because if you look at like Blair Braverman's sled dogs, they're not like full on huskies. Like, they actually look, some of them, somewhat Django-esque, come to think of it. Mm-hmm. I could really see that. Yeah. Talking. Yeah. Huskies. There are like thousands of videos on TikTok. And then I had to look, because TikTok doesn't have a website. But you can look them up on Twitter too. It is really, especially when there's several of them. And they're just super mischievous. Like, they never want to put their little collars on. And they're just like always in an argument about things. And they're just like, I'm not going to stop talking to you until you play with me.
They are not the huskies you asked for, but they're the huskies you deserve.
Yes, seriously. And I'm just saying that as a chaser to literally everything else happening in the world, I highly recommend visiting TikTok, Instagram, or YouTube and typing in talking huskies.
Yes, no talk radio, talking huskies.
Nope. Huskies. So cute.
I feel much safer, almost too safe. I overcompensated about my next thing. Especially because this tends to be a thing in the winter time anyway, fashion wise. But I noticed, and I could not find the product, but I noticed some electronics product that were using jewel names for colors.
Oh, so
not green, emerald, not red, ruby, not yellow, citrine, amethyst, sapphire, etc.
Oh, fascinating. So not as a name for humans.
No, right.
But color. Just a replacement. These are color names.
Or even style names, right? It's an emerald coating.
Like, it used to be, I guess lapis has been around. I was trying to think, what's the I'm going to get myself in trouble because I'm going to say eggplant, ha ha ha, aubergine. Like there used to be aubergine. Sort of food ones, you know, like aubergine.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And this is definitely, emerald. You're yep. seeing this mm-hmm. in clothing for sure. Like that's, there's no doubt there. And that's where it seems almost too obvious.
I love it. I actually love it. It's not obvious to me because now I'm looking and I hadn't seen it. Oh, here we go. Here oh, yeah. are the best 2020 fall fashion trends. I just put citrine into Google News.
Oh, really?
That's what happened.
You got fall fashion trends?
And I got there fall go. Fashion trends. Oh, boom. Jewel tones. And then they're going to call the, oh my God, look for shades of emerald, sapphire, citrine, and ruby. Oh my God. Do you have your nailed it button handy? Because wow.
I do. Nailed it.
There it is.
Nailed it.
There it is. That is hilarious. It's the first one, by the way. That's a number one trend.
That's great. Wow. I didn't realize it would come up just on citrine. That's amazing.
I know. Literally, that's it. News.google.com, citrine. Done.
Yeah. So I think this one's safe in the fashion world alone, but I also think it's branching out to non-clothing.
Yeah, non-apparel. I could see that because it's attractive sounding. It sounds more human. It does go, especially with electronics, with this idea of trying to make it more
right.
human yeah. and accessible.
Well, because they're always trying to say, like, it's rose gold, not pink. You know, like, that's been around for a while. Yeah. So this is just a natural extension of that.
I love it. Amethyst. It's not rose gold. It's amethyst.
It's amethyst. Yes. Well, but then they make their screens out of sapphire. You know, Apple does that. So that gets confusing. Oh, that it's a sapphire with sapphire screen.
With sapphires. For the longest time, you know how you can just put stuff on your Amazon to-do list, especially with the Echo? For the longest time, for some reason, and I don't know why, my Amazon shopping list has been, I'm never going to change it either. Beer, Ruby, mm-hmm. your mom. Because when Eli was little, one time he was like, what do you want more than anything? You know, and I was just like, I don't know, like world peace. I just want all the horses to have a good time, like Marge and the Simpsons. Sure. And he was like, Mom, just say like a thing that you want if you won the lottery. And I was like, I want a Ruby. And so he was like, Alexa, put a Ruby on your shopping list.
How did your mom get on there?
I don't know, because, you know, kids. Probably some kids came over. Yeah. I mean, literally, you can entertain a herd of children at a birthday party with an Amazon Alexa. Amazon, yeah. Put your mom on my shopping list.
Ha, 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 ha. That's hilarious.
Your mom is kind of back. It's true.
Is your mom made a return? I'm very excited about that. Yeah. It's one of my favorites.
It's a classic, and it is for sure back. Like
one of my favorite 100%. Memories of working at CNET in the mid-2000s was, you know, walking to lunch with Veronica Belmont and doing the progression of your mom does that. I'm not even going to go into it, but there's a three-part progression. Uh-huh. It would start with you're a thing, your mom's a thing, and then, yeah.
Yeah, I got you. Mm-hmm. All that is back. So, yeah.
Look at that.
Live long enough.
What comes around goes around.
Certainly does. Even your mom. wow. That was like, we almost could have scripted that. So,
yeah.
I also had kind of a bummer thing in here earlier, and then I swapped it at the last minute for something that is equally obvious and known, but just delightful. Last week in the pre-show, we all agreed that, oh, this was so obvious that I can't even believe we brought it up. And it was Keep It 100 and the 100 emoji.
Uh-huh.
Which is everywhere. Slack has its own one. Like, you'll see people. And I don't even know when I started seeing it, but it was just like the little red 100. And mm-hmm. that just means great. Thumbs up. Awesome. Perfect. Great. Wonderful. And some, it's like one of those things that sort of, I always find it amazing when something slips into the mainstream like that. You don't know why. You don't remember when it started. You just know you all agree that it's a thing. Yeah. And we believe that the origin was Keep It 100.
And 100 just lends itself to immediate understanding, even if you have never heard it before and know nothing else about it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly. But where did it come from? This is where DuckDuckGo comes in handy.
Oh, I thought you were going to throw it to the audience. This is where our team of crack thing spotters comes in. Feedback at itsathing.me or DuckDuckGo, either one.
I mean, yes, definitely email us at itsathing.me. KFC.me and let us know like when you first heard it, if you can remember where it came from. I mean, it's on, what's interesting is it's on Urban Dictionary, and I know that you're terrified already because I said that, but even, no, even the Urban Dictionary definition is like totally wholesome. Keep it 100. Wow. The daily intentional effort to grow and maintain healthy relationships with others, being dedicated to a lifestyle of integrity, honest effort, no malicious motives. I keep it 100 with all the people I come across. What? Is this the right website?
Oh, I'm sorry. You're at urbanpositivity.com.
I don't understand. Yeah. Number two is to tell the truth, the whole truth and nothing but the truth. To keep yourself real and true, be honest and stick to. I mean, I just keep literally like scrolling down waiting for the horrible, but there isn't any. What? Amazing. Okay, keep it 100 also just became my new favorite thing. That's amazing. And
yeah, there's a commercial with people who say keeping it, I keep it 100 every day or something. I'm like, yeah, it's out there for sure.
Yeah, definitely. In fact, just to prove how much of a thing it is, there's a Keep It 100 as in 100% student athletes registered to vote movement happening at the University of Oregon this week. They're trying to get to 100%. Keep it 100. Get it? 100.
Yeah.
Anyway, it's a thing. We all agree. And the 100 emoji is just kind of like exciting and fun.
Yeah, it looks cool. Also, it became an emoji. Like that, it's not just a saying. It had to get a standards organization to sign off on it.
Oh my God, you're totally right. Oh, thing etymology. That's why.
Amazing.
That's the kind of thing only librarians would do. Just saying.
That's right.
Just saying.
Yeah, we're your reference librarians. And you, our patrons, see, like it works. Library patrons. Send us great things. To our email address, feedback@itsathing.me. Sheila submits two things for review. Are you ready to review some things?
Yes, let's do it.
From Sheila. Sheila suggested shelfies, a.k.a. a photo of things on a shelf. I became aware of this in board game circles. Folks like to show off their collection or organizations, but you also see it in collectible fans, readers, and their bookshelves, etc.
Oh, yeah.
But really, I also want to predict a new thing. Now that we got widgets on iOS, I think widget games are going to be a thing. For instance, check out Steve the Dinosaur, just a tiny side scroller you can play for a minute right from the widget.
Oh, I gotta upgrade. I gotta update my iOS. Oh my God, who am I even? I haven't even updated iOS yet.
I want to take this moment to acknowledge the laughing, sarcastically Android fans in the audience.
You
get to do that. Yes. You get to do it. It's fine. Keep it going. Yes, we've had widgets forever on Android.
Oh, yeah.
It's fine.
No, I got to do it to my son, actually. He was so excited. He's like, look at these widgets. I'm like, don't. I was like, just don't even. Don't.
Yeah. Launch feature for Android, son.
Literal launch feature for Android. Literal, like that brief moment when I worked for the New York Times and they let me talk to whoever I wanted. And they put me in the room with Phil Schiller. And anyway, I was like, when are you guys going to get some widgets?
I diverted us way down. Yes, game widgets, fun little thing.
Okay.
You may be right.
All right. We'll see. And
now
also,
that it's
yes.
On iOS, it'll become a thing. Yeah.
But as for shelfies, for sure a thing.
100.
I give you 100. You kept it 100 on the shelfies because they're totally a thing. And they're like a Pinterest thing and a creator thing. And then you got to have like your shelfie set up in the back of your YouTube shot.
I'm seeing celebrity shelfies.
Yep. I love it. In fact, Sheila, good one. I'm kind of embarrassed that we didn't do that one. It's a good one. Barbara also needs a thing check. She says,
thing check on aisle, Barbara.
Thing check. I've seen welcome signs at almost every house on my walks. And not just any welcome sign, the long, thin signs that are just wide enough for one letter. Is this a thing?
What?
I don't understand the long, thin sign. Like, like a vertical
sign. Like just a
sign.
W?
I think she's saying it's a vertical sign. Like it says welcome top to bottom. Oh,
yes, yes. No, I know what you think. I know what you mean.
I
know what you think is what I just said.
Haven't.
I know what you think by that.
I know what you think by that. I know what you think by do things. I don't. That one I haven't seen. I don't know. Where do you live? Tell me more.
I've definitely seen the elongated signs. They're like home sweet home kind of thing. I have to notice if there's a welcome one.
That's vertical a good one. Welcome sign. Hold on. I just looked it up. Oh, yes. You know what?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Nailed it. Okay. Now that I have looked it up, I've seen this everywhere. And this is in the same category as like gather and live, laugh, love signs.
Nailed it.
Yeah. Nailed it. The vertical welcome sign is totally a thing. Oh my God, there's so many. There are so many. Inside every one of these houses is a gather sign.
Yes. And someone with socks that say, if you can see this, I need more wine.
Yes! Oh my God. It's a family. It's a thing family.
Yeah. Yeah, we've got our own thing cladistics now.
Oh my God.
Order them by species.
This is in the same thing family as wine puns and gather live, laugh, love signs. Amazing. We really are librarians. Holy cow. Wow.
That Charlie dude wrote in with a sinking feeling saying, we're in the process of replacing our sink with a one bowl one instead of a two bowl sink. We've wanted one for a while now. Uh-huh. Scott also has sink feels. Saying, hey, Molly and Tom, listening to your show regarding double kitchen sink versus farm sinks. We remodeled our kitchen 4 years ago and replaced our old silver aluminum double sink with a nice new white porcelain farm sink and never looked back.
Yep.
We have a dishwasher, but there are still some items that aren't dishwasher safe that we wash in a plastic tub and we place on the left side of the farm sink on top of a raised grid to protect the bottom. And when we're done with the tub, we just store it in the cabinet below on top of the cleaning supplies. The farm sink cost a pretty penny, but the better half loves it. And that's all that matters, says Scott.
Yeah. Yeah. The farm sink is definitely, I mean, uber duber thing. Melly writes in on RGB things and says, because I'm part of the maker community, this is something that is already getting going in the last 24 hours. She sent this on Saturday, right after we heard the news. She says, a photo of mine is attached, and she's got this great face mask that says, when there were nine, and it's kind of like a smiley face of like Supreme Court judge stuff. She says, I've already had numerous friends ask for them, and I've told them that I will oblige only if they donate to minority voting action groups. She says, I am active duty and RBG is why I get equal benefits to include dependent insurance and housing allowances to my male counterparts and won't be discharged when I have children.
Yeah, she certainly was essential to that happening, no doubt.
Yep.
Thank you, Melly.
Thank you, Melly. Love it. RGB masks for us all.
Aussie Lee wrote in with a tip on podcast curation, saying, hello, old internet friends. Back in 2016, I'd wistfully glance at my It's a Thing podcast feed and pine for new episodes. Eventually, my OCD kicked in and I removed the feed, figuring the show was kind of done. Consider me all caps delighted when I only just discovered today that you've been back for a couple of years and I have tons to catch up on. I want to scream with delight, but my cats are sleeping nearby, so podcast-induced internal screaming. Y'all are making me grin from ear to ear, and I'm about to sign up for your Patreon this week, too. Genuine thanks for the happiness and laughs you are bringing into the world. Lesson learned, don't tidy up your podcast feeds too much.
Oh, that's so awesome. And by the way, can confirm that Aussie Lee is in the Discord right now.
Yay!
And says, I am externally screaming right now.
Yay, Aussie Lee!
That is so awesome. I mean, I will say, probably most podcasts don't go away for like 2 years and then come back.
Yeah. So no, it was a reasonable thing to do, Aussie Lee.
Totally reasonable. Yeah. So, you know, we're not offended. I'm excited for you that you have so many to catch up on.
Woohoo!
Yep.
All right, it is time for the shoutouts.
Yes, it is. Today's shoutouts, for those of you who support our show at the shoutout level on patreon.com/itsathing. Your shout outs today will be brought to you based on quotes from the phenomenologist Maurice Merleau-Ponty.
I will not try to do a French accent, but here goes. Mm-hmm. We know not through our intellect, but through Kevin Sill.
Because we are in the world. Okay, I'll stop. Because we are in the world, we are condemned to meaning. And we cannot do or say anything without its acquiring Eric Duncan.
See, if I try to do a French accent, I'll just hear Patrick Beja mocking me. So I
know, exactly. He'll email us. He'll be so rude.
Yeah. Nothing determines me from outside, not because nothing acts upon me, but on the contrary, because I am from the start outside myself and open to Jake Woods.
The phenomenological world is not the bringing to explicit expression of a pre-existing being, but the laying down of being. Philosophy is not a reflection of a pre-existing truth, but, like art, the act of bringing Gabriel Cohen into being.
That's how that happens. We will arrive at the universal not by abandoning our particularity, but by turning it into a way of reaching others by virtue of that mysterious affinity which makes Brad Sparks mutually understandable.
We must therefore rediscover after the natural world the social world, not as an object or sum of objects, but as a permanent field or dimension of Louis Saint-Amour.
If every statement is incomplete and every expression is situated upon a silent, tacit comprehension, then it must be that things are said and are thought by a speech and by a thought which we do not have, but which has Andrew Wyatt.
And thank goodness for it, really. The perceived world is the always presupposed foundation of all rationality, all value, and Mike Aikens.
I've often said that.
As have I. It's
rationality, value, it's and Mike Aikens.
It's obvious, frankly. I didn't have time earlier, but let me just put this in. Phenomenology. Where does he get this stuff? Remember when we did Creed? That was fun. The philosophical study. I mean, this was fun too. Phenomenology is the philosophical study of the structure of experience and consciousness. People like totally got paid for this.
Yeah. No, I took some phenomenology classes in my philosophy minor in college.
Coyote Brown thought that I was only about 20% French and 80% Austrian. There might have been
Australian.
Aussie. Thank you.
Aussie.
Thank you to all of you for putting up with so many things. So many things on the show.
All the things.
Yeah. We are so grateful for you. You can become a member of It's a Thing and get access to our Discord, the ad-free RSS feed, and more at patreon.com/itsathing. Perhaps you, too, could be part of a phenomenologist reading.
Don't forget to mail us your phenomenological structure to feedback@itsathing.me.
Whether social or natural, really.
Bye.
Okay, bye.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.